We continue 14 lines down from the top on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. We're discussing the leniencies of Yossi ben Yoezer that he testified on. And the last one, the third one, is Val Diekrav Lamisa Misav, that if a person comes in contact with a corpse, they become tame. And as a result, Vekarula Yosef Sharia, they said, Yosef is a permissive guy. So the Gemara says, as we mentioned earlier, Yosef Astrami Boile. What do you mean, Yosef Sharia? What do you mean, Yosef, the permissive one? Here, he's Machmir. He says, you're tame. So why are you calling him permissive? He's actually strict. Vote, and furthermore, Doraisahi. Anyways, besides the point, this is not even a rabbinic enactment. This is a biblical halacha. If you touch a dechseva cholasher yigabo al pnei asada b'chalacher v'lemeis v'chuli, yidmashivas yamim, as the parsha says, that a person is supposed to be will be tamei for 7 days if they touch a corpse. So how can you tell me that this is even a testimony? There's nothing to testify about. It says it explicitly in the Torah. So answers the Gemara as follows. De'oraisa di'ikrav tamei, di'ikrav bidi'ikrav tahor. Mid-de'oraisa, the person who touches the corpse is tamei, and the person who's touching the person touching the corpse is not tamei. The tumah doesn't stretch. Vasu inu v'gazer afilo di'ikrav bidi'ikrav. However, the rabbis added on a takana, a gezeira, and said the person who is touching the fellow who is touching the corpse will also become tame. And then, v'asa'iyu v'okma doraisa, and came along Yossi ben Yoezer and changed it and said, no, only the person who's touching the corpse is tame. The one who's touching the person touching the corpse is tahor. The Gemara says, hold on a second. How can Yossi ben Yoezer make such a testimony? De'ikrav bid'ikrav nami doraisahu. There's also a person who touches the fellow who's touching the corpse is also tamei de'oraisa. The pasuk says, "Bechol asher yigabo ha'tamei yidma." Anyone that's touching the tamei person becomes tamei. So, as Rashi says, "Oso shenagav mace kari tamei." The person who's touching the mace is already called the tamei, and whoever's touching that tamei becomes yidma. So how? That's mid'oraisa. So the Gemara says as follows: Amru Rabbanon kamei de Rava mishmei de Marzutra braid Rav Nachman de Amr mishmei de Rav Nachman. So they made this statement in the name of Rav Nachman in front of Rava, which is as follows: De oraisa diyikrav bidiyikrav bichiburin tuma shiva. Mid oraisa, the person who is touching a fellow who is touching a corpse becomes tamei for 7 days if it's all in one chibur, meaning the person who's touching the person who's touching the man is also that guy's touching the corpse. So it's all like one long, a seamless connection. Shelo b'chiburin tumas erev. But if someone touched a corpse and then I touch the person who touched the corpse later on, meaning he's not currently touching the corpse, I only become tamei for one evening. And the Chazal came along and Ramachmir made a gezeira that someone who touches a fellow that touched a corpse also becomes Tamei Shiva. And came along Yossi ben Yoezer and says, no, only Bechiburin are you Tumas Shiva. If you're not Bechiburin, it's only Tumas Erev. And that would be then the kula of Yossi ben Yoezer. When Yossi ben Yoezer said that the person who touches the mace is tamei, it didn't mean the person who touches the corpse. It means the person who touches another person who is tamei because of touching a corpse is only tamei tumas erev. Now the Gemara explains the rationale for this. Doraisa maihi, where does the source of the doraisa come from? Dechsiv, that's the idea from Chiburin. Hanogea b'meis l'chol nebesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim. A person touches a corpse, is tamei 7 days. Uksiv, and then it says afterwards, v'chol asher yigabo ha'tamei yidma. Then anyone who touches the tamei becomes tamei. In other words, like we said before, anyone who touches the individual who touched the corpse also becomes tamei. As Rashi says, the implication is for 7 days, like a tumas mace. Uksiv, but then it also says, va'nevesh hanogas tidmar arev. The person who touched the tamei would only become tamei until the nighttime. Well, which one is it? Is it tumas shiva or is it tumas erev? Ha'keitzar kan b'chiburin kan shlo b'chibur. And that's how you know when it's all one chibur, when they're all connected, the person touching the corpse is also touching another fellow, that person also becomes Tumas Shiva because it's Chibur. But Shlobi Chibur, it's only Tumas Erev. So that's the first way to understand Yossi Ben Yoezer's statement that person who touches a corpse becomes Tameh. It is a kula, it's a leniency, because he said it's only b'chiburin that you become Tameh, but shelo b'chiburin, it's only Tumas Erev. So when he said that Tumas Mace is Yitma, al diyikrav misav, that when you touch the mace, you're Tameh, it means it's only Tumas Erev, it's shelo b'chiburin, that's the leniency. However, comes along Rava, Amrlu Rava, says Rava, again, the statement was said in the name of Rav Nachman in front of Rava. So it answers Rava, Lava mina lechu lotislu bei buki sriki bi Rav Nachman. Did I not already tell you not to waste your time with Rav Nachman? As Rashi says, kolomar dvarim she'ein tam. What he's saying doesn't make any sense. Now, Rashi Tosos points out, it's not that it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, Tumas Chiburin is Doraisa. There's nothing to argue about. Clearly, if it's a Chibur, it's Tumas Shiva. So that's not the issue. But what Rava is saying is that logically it doesn't make sense. That's not what Yossi Ben Yoezer was discussing. Yossi Ben Yoezer wasn't referring to Tuma B'chiburin and Shelo B'chiburin. And that's why Rava is making this statement about Yossi Ben Yoezer. Not that Rava's upcoming statement makes more sense, but at least Rava thought so. So Rava says as follows, Hachiyamar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has already said this, and I'm saying this in the name of Rav Nachman. Safik Tuma Birshus Harabim Hidrlehen. There's a klal that Safik Tuma, well, at least in the name of Rav Nachman, that Safik Tuma Birshus Harabim is mutter. That if you find a Tuma in a public domain, which is only a Safik, not a Vadai, we say it's Tahor. The Gemara says, "V'ha'hilchasa misota gamrinala." But this is something we already learned from Sota. This idea of sabik tumah rishus harabim is learned out from the case of a Sota woman. Mas Sota rishus hayachid af tumah rishus hayachid. Just like a Sota, in order for a woman to become accused of a Sota, is only if she secludes herself in a private room with a man. Well, clearly then it only applies in a public domain, in a private domain. So to Tuma should only apply in a private domain, and therefore in a public domain, Safik Tuma Birshus HaRabim would be mutter, because again, a Sota case is a Safik. We don't know for sure. That's why she has to drink the water. So Safik Tuma only is Tame in Rishus HaYachid, we make her drink, but not on Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the laws of Tuma should also apply that it only is effective, or we're only Metame in Rishus HaYachid, not in Rishus HaRabim. Ha'am Rav Yochanan halacha vein morin kein, says Rav Yochanan, yes, this is the halacha that Sabek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is mutter, but we don't paskin this in public because people will come to be mizalzel in it. They will end up causing too many Tuma issues. And there, however, v'asa iyu v'orila aruye. However, Yossi Ben Yoezer testified and said, "No, savik tumah b'rishus harabim. We're going to publicize it that it's mutter." And that was the leniency that Yossi Ben Yoezer was talking about. V'al diyikrav lamisa misav. Someone who touches a mace becomes tameh. What it means is someone who vadai touches a mace in a public domain is tameh. But if it's a suffik, whether you touched a mace in Rishus HaRabim, it is Tahor. That's the kula that Yossi Ben Yoezer was referring to. Tanya Namihacha, we have a brisa to support this idea that Savik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is mutter, and we publicized it because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koros Noatz Lehem Ve'amar Adkan Rishus HaRabim Adkan Rishus HaYachad, that Rabbi Yehuda at one point set up beams all along the roads. And he would say, as a reminder to show, this is where the Rishus HaRabim ends, this is where Rishus HaYachid begins, and vice versa. And therefore, people knew that if there's Savik Tumah in this area, it would be Tahor. Savik Tumah in Rishus HaYachid would be Tameh. And then the Gemara concludes with a story which at first glance seems to undermine everything we just said. Ki asu l'kameh d'Rabbi Yanai, when they came out in front of Rabbi Yanai, Amar lehu hamaya b'shikasa d'benara zilu tvulu. Someone became tame, or became questionably tame, savik tume b'rishas harabim, and said to Rabbi Yanai, "What should I do?" And Rabbi Yanai said, "Go into the river and tovil." So what do you mean, savik tume b'rishas harabim is tahor? Why is he saying you have to go to the mikveh and be tovel. So you could say at first glance that Rav Yehonah argues with them, but everyone seems to agree at halacha of ein morin came that savik tumah b'shesh rabim, at least everyone agrees that it's tahor, just don't publicize it. So maybe, so the Gemara, the Rabbi Chananel says, Rav Yehonah was just being machmir. He was being machmir and said, you know, do it anyways. In other words, what's the difference? In the earlier cases, where we could be talking about actual food. Well, if food is suffik tumer in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, then what are you going to be machmir about? Throwing it in the garbage? But we don't want to waste the food. So therefore, we'll say, we'll apply the rule of suffik tumer Rosh Hashanah Rabim is mutter. But in a case where it's an individual who became suffik tame or not, well, it's an easy fix. Go to the mikveh, and then your Torah and everything is fine. So that's where Rabbi Yehonah was machmir and said, zilu tvolu, go and tovel. But nevertheless, whether it's we follow Rava's approach to Yossi ben Yoezer or the earlier approach, which was said in the name of Rav Nachman about Yossi ben Yoezer's approach, either way, it is a kula, and as a result, Yossi ben Yoezer was called a Yosef Sharia. He was a permissive man and based in.